Blog Talk Radio.
We the motherfucking best, nigga.
18. Yeah.
Super.
I can look into you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Is a bitch. 100K I spun that on my wrist. $200 spun that on your bitch. You mean your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, run it in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You put this gang under afford it. 4200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you call me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Reppin' my city and run in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't be sending our bitches to play.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
And I'm at it again. There go that flow bringing tragedy in. Top me a chain, your salary spent. Niggas just sweeping them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Olsen twins. Niggas just square, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock posse, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beast. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleep. Bang, bang, bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hatin', push a button on his broke boys. As detonation walk the road to riches bare feet.
Me,
I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12 G's. I'm trying to bubble every summer a new LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man ass from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal. That's what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Hood. We hella trip, yeah.
I come looking for you with
Haitians. What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, big too bomb. Big too bomb. Big too bomb. Big too bomb. Cause bitch,
First, like Kobe, when I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody, have hey. Ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Cleaning
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
What?
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
And what the boy be about? Hold up. Don't let me catch you with another nigga, though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
I'm stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm keeping it wet. Like I'm selling the shirt.
Selling the shirt.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it, bear. You better take all the spine.
Yeah,
what's wrong?
My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in Gin and Rummy. Ayy, stop calling to see about me. She turned a friend, he crazy, he got a key about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad? I got her under my spell, cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga, cause I rap. Put that dick in so far, she burp like your bag.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick,
ball out.
The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck, be so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club trying to take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch have that. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit. I'm a
girl,
make.
What's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Yeah, 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 what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Unsigned Hype Radio.
Wait a minute, Chris. You don't want to mess with drugs. I tried them once. Big mistake. Things got way too real. Holy crap, I am freaking out.
Big shout out to my man Peter Griffin, you know what I'm saying, that was on that song. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, y'all? It's another Saturday coming at you, you know what I'm saying? Unsigned Hype Radio, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. What's popping with you? It's your boy, your player partner, Fat Man, up in this piece, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big today. You know what I'm saying? It's like what they call it, snapbacks and tattoos. You know what I'm saying? It's going down today. Big shout out to all the unsigned artists, you know what I'm saying, out there that's been you know, y'all been out there getting it in. You know what I'm saying? You know, big shout out to everybody that showed up last week at the Unsigned Hype taping. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown that was there. My man Young Vegas that was there. My man Novelist that was there. Big Weez. You know what I'm saying? Leroy Chops. You know what I mean? Everybody that was in the building. Big shout out to Sharpshooter Entertainment. Madhouse Entertainment was definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? And we got it in, you know what I'm saying? We got it in. We got the cypher jumping off, you know what I mean? So we got a lot of stuff coming right now, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got the mixtapes coming. Y'all look for the Unsigned Hype mixtape, you know what I'm saying? That's due to drop sometime. I know I'll be dropping my mixtape next week because, of course, if y'all don't know, your boy Fat Man will be in Houston, Texas next Friday, you know what I'm saying? Next Friday and Saturday doing it real big. You know what I mean? It's the BBW and SSBBW strip-off. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my girl, Honey Dip. You know what I mean? And we're going to be doing it real big out there with the BBW, so y'all make sure y'all follow your boy. You know, I'm just trying to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I do. You know what I mean? But like I said, y'all, you know, big shout-out to all the sponsors, you know what I'm saying, that's coming aboard. You know, my man D. Jones, big shout-out to the Skull family. You know what I'm saying? They coming aboard. Madhouse Entertainment, my man Mad Dog. Y'all look for his mixtape. It's coming soon. Jama Records, big shout-out to them. You know what I'm saying? They've been making sure that your boys stay right and stay tight. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man KB and Lynn Spinn out there. And, of course, Fat City Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, and Organized Chaos. You know what I mean? Those aren't my immediate sponsors that's on board right now. Of course, y'all been seeing me make the posts about, you know what I'm saying, the rotation packages. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to show love to all you artists and keep y'all in rotation, but y'all just don't want to support me. So you know what I'm saying? So now I have to take on the the attitude of, well, if you don't want to support me, then you'll pay me to play your music and stay in rotation. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be getting into that later on in the show, you know what I mean, and everything like that. Y'all know if y'all want to holler at your boy, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And today's topic is stop signing contracts with independent labels that don't do shit for you but hold you back. No unsigned artist should sign a 4 to 5 deal CD contract with any indie. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. All right, so all you artists out there that's out there doing that dumb shit, signing contracts with these indie labels for 4 and 5 CDs, look here, man, Universal won't even sign you to a 5 CD deal. RCA won't sign a new artist to a 5 CD deal, okay? None of these major record labels will not sign an artist to a 4 or 5 CD deal. That's wasting unnecessary money. You may not blow on the first CD. Do you think I want to invest in your ass in a second CD? If the first CD didn't pop, if the first single didn't go nowhere, why the hell should I keep pumping money into you and you not even pumping money into yourself? Let alone, why should I sign you to a 4 to 5 year contract deal? And that means I got to take care of your ass for 4 to 5 years. No independent, no major label is going to do that. You only get that type of shit from these independent labels, okay? So y'all watch these independent labels out here in Las Vegas, in Detroit, Michigan, in Florida, in New York, you know what I'm saying, in Cali. It's a lot of independent labels that's out here to rape your ass, not to help your ass. They want to hold you back, especially if you're an artist that got a mouthpiece. They're going to hold you back. In other words, in industry terms, that's called shelving your ass. They will put your ass on a shelf and let you stay there. Okay? All right. We're going to get into that a little bit more. But right now, we're about to get into the first unsigned artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this for my man D. Jones and the Skull family. You know what I'm saying? Here's my man Yaya featuring SK Ballin. I guess this is Yaya's new single, y'all. Y'all peep it and let me know what you're talking about. Let me know if you like it. You got the boy Fat Man up in here. 2:14 p.m. live on Las Vegas, Nevada. If you want to hit me up, 347-884-8810. And like I say, if y'all don't want me to keep you in rotation, fuck it. Pay me and I'll keep you in rotation. This is Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. We about to get it in today.
Girl, I got it, you can spend it all, spend it all. mind that will spin. Clockwise, darkness ain't involved in my life. You my sunshine. Palm trees, dipping the pool, feeling the wind breeze. Sunset, laying in the sand, watching the stars beam. Gold cup leaning, you sipping on martinis, taking off your bikinis. Start to lick up on your titties, watch the sunrise. Loving every moment because you all mine. Dance for a second when I kiss you with closed eyes. Love the way you smell, that Chanel got me crazy. And proud up in public when they ask if you my baby. Your homegirl shady, you know they all hate me. Bad to the fact that they single with babies. Baby, they can take a lesson from my queen bee. No, let it ride with that energy of all.
Niggas, kids across the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we boss. That's how we boss. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it. You can spend it all.
Done white tips, scratching on your toenails. Exotic late trips that we take just to blow cash. R&B nights at the club, so we slow hand. Walks in the park just to talk, girl. You and me are home playing bones, bumping yaya, sipping Hennessy. You stay smiling, one of the things that keep me focused. Satisfied, knowing that my boo ain't with emotions. Trips across the world, seeing things that we dreamed of. Buying out the store, showing porns with the cream does. Money makes the world go round, but we ain't stressing. Just loving and living life and counting all our blessings. Keep it solid. Making sure our love never hardened. Be the berry to your wife, keep you in my secret garden. Where the sun just shines, then we both just fine. And the clouds form hearts that read you all mine.
Taking
trips
across the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we boss. That's how we boss. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it. You can spend it all, can spend it all. Just say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all.
Show today.
We're going to be talking about his mixtape and his radio show. We got a lot of stuff lined up for you unsigned artists, you know what I'm saying? But it's like this, and I'm going to keep it 600 with y'all motherfuckers. It's like this. Right now, I'm looking for loyalty, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to spin y'all music on the radio and this, that, and the other, but if I'm going to start putting out mixtapes on individual artists and everything like that, then I need a little loyalty. I need a little more love than what I'm getting. I need people to be pushing unsigned hype radio just as much as I am, because who the hell else is in Las Vegas playing your music? I don't know. If it is somebody, please let me know. You know what I'm saying? I've been playing music for all you cats for a long time. You know what I'm saying? So all I ask is for a little love and a little respect, and you show that back. You know what I mean? And that's all I'm asking for. You know how we get down. Big shout out to my man, Khalil Brown. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to build all these radio shows so everybody can get paid and get played. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to adventure with some stuff with iHeartRadio. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Fat Man is making moves. I got a lot of magazines that's looking to do interviews and write-ups on a lot of you unsigned artists. Why? Because you're fucking with the Fat Man. That's why. People show me love because I give love back. Big shout-out to everybody that's out there listening. Big shout-out to my man DJ Trevor Faith. In case y'all don't know, we're being heard right now as we speak, all the way in London, England. Put that on your shit and smoke it, you know what I'm saying? And big shout out to my girl, Serafina, and we're being heard all the way in Sydney, Australia. I'm going to pop my collar to that shit, you know what I'm saying, because your boy Fat Man been working hard. Big shout out to my man, Ronnie, you know what I'm saying? My man, Ronnie, a.k.a. Mad Dog, you know what I'm saying? He kind of feeling under the weather right now, but it's all good. Your boy got your back. We doing it real big up in here. That's like my right-hand man. Everything I need, you know what I mean. He go get it. He holler at me. We sit here and we percolate and we calculate and we crunch numbers and we do the damn thing. All right? So just like I was saying in the beginning, there is no damn reason for any unsigned artist to sign any contract with an indie label for 4 to 5 CDs. If you do that, you are the dumbest artist I've ever seen. Is anybody right now in this unsigned artist community that signed or has signed a contract or a management deal with one of these local independent record labels? I wish you would call me and tell me. Because my thing is this, you can sign this deal with an independent record label. If you've been recording music, that's good. Where is your music? Are they promoting you? Are they putting you out? Are they making sure that you get radio interviews? Are they making sure that you get some shows for exposure? All shows are not paid shows. Most shows are for exposure, especially when you're trying to build a fan base. If you don't have a fan base, how the hell do you expect me to put on a show and expect your fan base to show up? Because the only way you're going to make money unless your fan base shows up. So independent labels, find you hot artists. Find you hot artists that can spit that hot ass 16. They find you artists that's hungry. They find you artists that's determined. They find you artists that's about your business and won't take no for an answer. They give you these pipe ass dreams. They give you shit like fluoride. They think it's nutritious for you. What I'm giving you is nutritious. This is better than grits and gravy. What I'm giving you is something that you can put in your stomach and it's going to keep you warm for the winter. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm giving you. I'm giving you straight up knowledge. I'm not lacking. I'm just facting. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kicking the facts to y'all. Don't fuck with these independent labels if they're not doing anything for you. And then you want to sit somewhere and contemplate your life and want to give up the game all because an independent label ain't doing shit for you? Stop depending on an independent and depend on yourself. You're an independent. You're an entity in your own. Get out there and get that shit. Set your shit up to where your money works for you. Where's your iTunes? Where's your CD baby? First of all, half of you artists don't even have none of this music copywritten. Now I got to go back to the basics with you baby ass motherfuckers. Because you can't even copyright your own damn music. And if you can't even copyright your own music, you don't even know.
You don't even know.
You got to pat that up in here. You don't even know it. You can't do your own shit. You don't even know it. You got to set your game up, y'all.
Presidential Raleigh is a ticket if you want it, and I showed you a little new, but you can get it if you want it. Woo! Woo! U-O-E-N-O. Oh. That good weed, you don't even blow. See, I drank so much Bombay here tonight, can't even drive. And that here feels so good to me that I can't even lie. See me all up on the curb, you think I'm drunk the way I'm swerving. See you ask how much it cost, you know, got a lot of nerves. So much money on the motherfucking bottles up in here, I got nervous. Order more car service. Phantom Rolls Royce curtains. Rolling more and that's curtains. Young Khalifa, that's curtains. And Taylor Gang, we worship.
It's down all the best shoes. It's down all the best lane. You don't even know. Just have me in the car. You don't even know. I came up from bottom. You don't even know. My child, all right with me. You don't even know. Got killers with me right now. You don't even know. $1 million watch, you don't need none. Got $1 million quick, you don't need none. We turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got you with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the car, you don't even know it. Got $100 coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Driving $500,000 car, you don't even know it. Just have me no car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. Much all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know. Hey.
Yeah, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. That was my man Wes Khalifa, and you don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to drop some knowledge on you unsigned artists. Stop doing that dumb shit and signing with these independent labels. Make sure that you ask questions. Stop being afraid to ask these independent labels and these record label owners questions. This is your career that you are putting out there, all right? Won't nobody take care of your career like you will. Well, nobody look out for you better than you will. So start asking questions. Make sure that if you don't understand the contract that's in front of you, you go and get somebody that do understand the contract that's in front of you. There is a thing called consultations that you can get from entertainment lawyers. They will look it over and let you know if it's a good contract or a bad contract, if it's going to help you or hinder you. Y'all better start opening up y'all mouths and speak, because a closed mouth does not get fed. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. Right now, we got my man on the phone. Let me introduce him, man. He's got the mixtape out. You know what I'm saying, and everything. Let me try and pull all that up. You know what I'm saying. He got the mixtape out, already coming. You know what I'm saying. He has his own radio show. You know what I'm saying. If y'all tune in tonight, y'all gonna hear new sounds from Miss Toy. You know what I'm saying. Y'all check him out. You know what I'm saying. She's been on stuff with Mac 10 and Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying. E-40 and everything. You know what I'm saying. You can call in tonight and talk to him. You know what I mean, on Blog Talk Radio. HME Radio, you know what I'm saying, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific. You know what I'm saying? I want to introduce to y'all Mr. Tommy Drop the Bomb Armstrong. What's going on, player?
What's happening with it, homie? How you doing here today?
Man, I'm good, man. First off, before we get started, you know what I'm saying, I do want to apologize, because we were supposed to have you on about a week ago, man, like 2 weeks ago or something like that, maybe about a month.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? It's just these lines get to blowing up, and people with these long-winded people that can't answer a question short and sweet and everything, but it's all good, man. I got you in here today, man, and I appreciate you taking the time out, man, to come talk to us on Unsigned Hype Radio. Man, kind of introduce yourself and tell everybody who you be and what you're about, what you're doing.
Well, my name is Drop the Bomb, you know what I'm saying? I am a And What Records affiliate. You know, I'm CEO
okay.
of Serving Them Records. I am.
Okay.
I am original co-host. I am now the host for right now
okay.
of HME Radio. I'm also the promotions director for HME Radio.
All right,
do engineering.
Right.
I do all kind of shit, man. You know, event coordinator.
Really?
I do the most, man. Yeah.
How long you been in the game, bro?
Man, I've been doing my thing, man, for real. I started rapping at the age of 9. I got serious about the age 14, man, and from that point on, I just been doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Putting music out from California, then I finally came out to Vegas, you know, 10 years ago in 03. And I've been I was blessed actually to be introduced to a man named Twix from out here in Las Vegas, who's
okay.
a Vegas. And he put me down in my first show when he had one of his shows running. And it was a beautiful
okay.
thing, man. You know what I'm saying? He showed me without showing me, without taking me by the hand, you know, how
mm-hmm.
to go and do shows and put events together and things like that just by me being around watching. So I want to commend Twix for that, because if he
right,
wouldn't
right.
have did, I definitely wouldn't have been able to catch on. But, you know, that's
right,
how a nigga
right,
out here
right.
in Vegas doing my thing, bro.
Okay. Well, that's good, man. That's good. Yeah, big shout out to Twix. You know what I'm saying? I've done a lot of stuff with Twix and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put it out there. He could be a funny-ass acting nigga. Yeah, I said it, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because I can say that shit. But, you know, big shout out to the nigga. You know what I'm saying? He doing his damn thing. Much love to him, you know what I mean? So I'm glad somebody looked out for you when you got out here, bruh, and everything, you know what I mean? Because that's what it's all about. It's about working together in unity. Don't get me wrong. I only put a motherfucker on blast when I feel that he's not working together. We could all be working together. If me and the Twix and the Pauly Max and the whoever else out here that's doing things and making moves, do you know how strong Vegas would be? Then we got artists like yourself that's making moves. You're a multi-talented artist, okay? I want you to explain to people the reason why you became a multi-talented artist. You told me that you're the host of a radio show, you promotions, you do event planning, you know what I'm saying? I thought you was a DJ when we first met. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So tell these listeners why you're so multi-talented and so wide range with what you do. There has to be a reason behind that.
Well, yeah, it is, man. It was more or less like, you know, I kind of felt like that a lot of people wasn't really not only taking me serious, but at the same time, a lot of people is not willing to help you if they're not part of your situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you out there doing your thing, man, and people see that you have the talent to surpass them, they will not help you. You know.
Right.
Not the saying that they acting funny or anything, but a lot of people's hearts ain't pure. So say if I do got the talent that may surpass you and you have the definite resources that I may need, but you also need them as well, but your talent ain't as good as mine, you won't introduce me to your resources, because if I surpass you and my heart ain't in the right place, then I'll never come back for you. You see what I'm saying? And
right,
that's where
right.
That's where a lot of people get it, you know, misconstrued. It's not that people don't want to give up their connections. It's they don't want to give up their connections and be left the fuck out of the loop. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I found it that it was easier for me to learn how to, you know, get these shows put together, learn how to engineer my own shit, you know what I'm saying, learn how to, you know, do a lot of things for myself, editing for videos and the whole nine. So,
right.
You know,
okay.
It's
now,
more or less.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't mean to cut you off in this and the other, because you're saying that, you know, you had to do things because you couldn't find the proper help. Don't get me wrong. I'm the same way. I couldn't find the proper help, so I had to learn how to edit. I had to learn how to mix. I had to learn how to master. I had to do everything myself, because when I came to Vegas, and I hear what you're saying and this, that, and the other, but this is the reason why we got this show, so we could have a difference of opinion. Because when I came to Vegas with cash money in hand, willing to pay for beats, studio time, and this, that, and the other. Yeah, you're right. If people see that your aura and your entity is too big, is bigger than them, they ain't going to want to fuck with you, because they figure you're going to take over. This is the reason why I speak the way I speak about a Twitch, about all these promoters, a Paulie Mack and things like that there. You know what I'm saying? And I can speak on these brothers and everything, because I've had experience with these brothers. And I didn't came to them and been like, well, damn, man, how come I can't be down? How come we can't all be down and this, that, and the other? Oh, well, fat man, you know, man, my show, I got too many people. I got so many people performing on my show and this, that, and the other. You're giving me the bullshit. See, people are tired of getting the bullshit out here in Las Vegas. We need to work together. Where is the fucking unity out here? You got people like yourself putting together mixtapes and everything, and you're featuring artists. You have your own radio show, but we still get artists that's arrogant to what the fuck we're doing. Now, what do you do when you get an artist that's arrogant to what you're doing and you're trying to honestly and genuinely help?
You know what, man, I've tried not to let none of that faze me, man. You know what I'm saying? The reason why we put together our radio show is to get our music out there to the people. Again, it's more or less like, you know, it was other shows out there and people in different positions, you know what I'm saying, that can get you heard. But they're not going to unless you got, you know, a certain amount of money under your belt. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
to help out.
Right,
situation.
Right.
But it was more or less like, we formed our radio show so that we can get our music to the public. You know what I'm saying? And once we recognize what type of stage and platform that we created, it's our moral obligation to recognize a situation that's much bigger than us. You see what I'm saying? And our plateau was such of a big stage, to where as it can be shared. It don't have to just be about our music. You know what I'm saying? And when I say our music, I'm talking about and what? HME, serving them. You know what I'm saying? Rav Deuce Productions. This is my camp.
Big shout out to Ann. Big shout out to Ann Wood. I've seen Ann Wood do they thing at the last No CEO pool party that they had at the Gold Spike. I think it was last year and everything. Big shout out to my man Vic VSP that came out here and put that on. And what was in there, man? And they rocked the motherfucking house. They had a big girl with them. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to y'all doing y'all thing, man. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and be involved in your radio show.
Well, you can go ahead and log on to blogtalkradio.com like you are now and just type in the search box HME Radio, you know what I'm saying? Or you can definitely go to your TuneIn Radio app and type in HME Radio for your smartphone or your Android, you know.
Right.
We're on podcasts. We're on iTunes. So you can check us on out, man, that way. But definitely want to tune in tonight, man. We got Miss Toy going on there. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing, man.
Right, right. Well, my thing is this. Well, last question before we get up out of here, man. I know that you have a protocol on how you want artists to present themselves to you to get in your rotation. What are you asking for and what are you looking for from artists when they present themselves to you? How should an artist present themselves to you to get in your rotation?
Well, I mean, rotation and spins is two different things to me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, explain
been
that.
Doing
explain
this show,
that.
I've been, we've
that.
Been doing this show for the last 5 years, man. And what we found that a lot of artists will send you their music and never tell anybody to call in and request their music. You know, we have over 2,800 songs in our repertoire. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's why I say when we say spins, we're talking spins. We're talking, you know what I'm saying, just playing your song. If we want to hear that shit, we'll play that shit. Somebody call and request that shit, we'll play that shit. We ain't got no problem with it. Now, rotation, when you say rotation to me, I'm going to play your songs at least, you know what I'm saying, twice a show, four times a week. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And that's rotation, and that's going to cost you. You know what I'm saying? I'll put your shit in rotation.
Right.
I'll put your shit in rotation for $100. And the reason why I say this, it's not hard to play your songs. I get it. But at the same time, you want me to play this shit over and over and over again to really get people to feel your music, to do what radio is meant to do, to get people to understand, you know what I'm saying, that this one artist is hot and going to play their shit, put it in rotation. It takes time, because when we searching through 2,800 songs, you know what I'm saying, through 80 pages, you got a Blog Talk Show. You know you got pages. You know what I'm saying? Well, we have 80 pages. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
80 pages of music. You know, so when we searching through this,
you looking.
Find your name. That's work, man. That's a lot of work
back. It is.
Go running. You know what I'm saying? Because we do skits. We do, we play our sweepers and our HME radio commercials. You know what I'm saying? So when you're talking about going back to play one song, my nigga, that's work. Because now I got to dig through 2,800 songs to find your shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So, and not to mention, man, it's like, you know, that's not a fucking lot. You know what I'm saying? When you getting radio exposure, you go to any major radio station, they're going to charge your motherfucking ass. And they ain't going to charge your ass no $100. You know?
Right.
That $100 will get you 30 seconds on the radio, if that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a P1 station. Yeah, I mean, P1 station, like 88.1. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna pay out your ass for the shit that you want.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I just happen to deliver a lot of services. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to teach myself and I had to do a lot of things myself. So we do CD duplication. You know what I'm saying? We got all kind of shit up under our belt. We only charge $1 a CD. You know what I'm saying? We can get your graphics on that motherfucker, $60. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to not having these resources available to you. You know what I'm saying? So we do a whole lot when it comes to the artistry and the art form of this hip-hop shit, man. I'm just trying to do my thing, you know what I'm saying, and provide services that the people will utilize if they need them, you know?
Right. Well, listen, everybody, you know what I'm saying? This is my man, Tommy. Drop the bomb, Armstrong, you know what I'm saying? This is what we're talking about, networking, you know what I'm saying? He says he does CD covers. He can do duplicates and get you a CD for $1. You ain't finding too many people that's going to do that, you know what I'm saying? He does have a difference between spinning your music and putting you in rotation. Putting you in rotation, got to pay to play. This is why I'm coming up with the rotation package. I can spin your shit. It's easy as hell, but he's right. When we start getting music and getting music from all over, he just don't get music from Las Vegas. He gets music from all over. I get music from all over. I haven't played the music for y'all that I got from Israel, okay? We're talking about Jerusalem, Israel. I'm getting music from there. So listen, if y'all want to fuck with my man Tommy Drop the Bomb, Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and tell him that the fat man sent you. Make sure that you present yourself in a professional manner and see if you can get played and get spun on HME Radio.
Hey, matter of fact, man, I don't mean to cut you off, but before you get up out of here, man, y'all go down to datpiff.com/profile/dropthebomb, man, and go download them CDs I got. I got like 5 mixtapes under my belt. So go on and check out some of that hot material.
Hey, man, would you do me a favor and post that link on my wall, please?
For sure, I'll do that.
All right, then, man. Look here, man. Just know that Unsigned Hot Radio supports Tommy Drop the Bomb and HME Radio. I'm going to start sending you some artists. You start sending me some artists, and we'll get this cross-networking thing going on, bro.
No problem.
All right, man. One love, man. If you ever need Fat Man, you holler at me, all right?
Yes, sir. You be safe. Thanks for having me on your show, man.
No problem, man. The pleasure was all mine. It was an honor, my brother.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, brother. I go. One more thing. Tune in. Blog Talk Radio again. I have to say it again before we go. Tune in to Blog Talk Radio tonight, 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have Miss Toy, who's a West Coast sensation. You know what I'm saying? She's been doing her thing with Ice Cube, E-40, The Militia, if y'all remember The Militia, you know what I'm saying?
She gets it
in, man. Yo-Yo, she was on that Set It Off soundtrack. So call in and make sure that you show your love and support to Miss Toy. She's definitely going to be in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Man, look
HME
here,
Radio.
I'm going to make sure that I call in, you know what I'm saying, and show that support for you and HME Radio and pump that shit up so we can really get this shit popping, man. I just don't talk about it, my nigga. I'll be about it, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Well, then I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you tonight around about 9 o'clock then.
All right. That's perfect.
All right, good, man. 600. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. It's going down out here live from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Unsigned Hype Radio. Y'all just heard my man Tommy Drop the Bomb Armstrong. Y'all make sure y'all look him up on Facebook. Get on the next mixtape. He's got mixtapes coming out. Make sure you make your submission for his mixtape. Just tell him that the fat man sent you. You know what I'm saying? And he gonna plug you in. Trust and believe he gonna plug you in. Right now we got 510-2024. You know what I'm saying? Who is this? You got the fat man up in here, Unsigned Hype Radio. What's poppin'? Who is this?
Hello?
Yo, what's poppin'? Who is this?
Yo, what up, man? It's Biggie the Boss. What's good?
Oh, shit. This is Biggie the Boss, man. He was trying to get in last week. What's going on, boy?
Yeah. Man, you know, man, I'm working, man. Constant grind, brother. Constant grind, man.
Okay. All right, well, listen. With no further ado, my nigga, introduce yourself and let everybody know who you be.
Yo, man, you know what I'm saying? This Biggie the Boss, man, the most infamous Mind Power Money NPM, you know what I'm saying? Repping that 330 originally from Akron, Ohio, repping that Northern Cali, man, all the way, you know what I'm saying, East Coast to the West Coast on them. So, you know what I mean, that's what we doing, man, that NPM thing, man.
Wow, man. Yeah, I remember you made the post on my wall last week, man, but my line was so full, I really couldn't get to you and this, that, and the other. So what's going on, man? You got the CD popping? Is the single out? I mean, let me know.
And we working, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, man, I had a few little minor adjustments to make. You know, but we running real smooth right now. Everything looking real right and promising for 2014. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the hostile takeover. I feel bad for these rap cats, man, because I got a thing loaded for everybody. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. So you loading up the arsenal, huh?
Hey, man, we ready for the takeover, man. I'm trying to bring some real music back, man. All this fruity, Versace, Gucci, man, it's over for all that. You know what I mean?
You know what, Biggie, I'm a put an analogy on you. You know, I go way back. You know, man, I'll be 45, man, in December. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so I'm kind of OG at this shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been fucking with people like, you know, Barry Gordy. You know, big shout out to Sherry Gordy. You know what I'm saying? She's her dad, she got a lot going on out here. You know what I'm saying? She does the open mic night. My thing is this: you made an analogy on Versace. You know, artists are getting over now with the thing of one-hit wonders and everything like that. From back in the day, we went from James, because history repeats itself, even in music. If anybody remembers, James Brown came out with a song that said, please, 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 please. That's all he said through the song.
Right.
All day. Now right. We come out with Versace. Same thing, right. Same game. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. History repeats itself. You are supposed to go back and repeat history. It is not being a whack artist because you went back and you remade something from Bill Withers. You remade something from Lou Rawls or something like that. This is history. We're supposed to repeat our black history. You are the Big E. You are the new, you're the new generation. You're the new generation coming into this game. You got to be hungry, determined, and more focused than anybody. So the question that I'm asking you right now is, what is the game missing that you're bringing to the game that it doesn't have?
I mean, I look at it like this, man. You know what I'm saying? I respect every artist's grind. You feel me? It's a lot of guys that are right now that paid their way and did other things to get in there. We ain't going to really get on that, but you know what I'm saying? I look at it like this. I'm an artist. I'm not a rapper. You feel me? Like, I don't respect rappers. You know what I'm saying? I respect artists. I respect legends. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way it's put to me. You know what I'm saying? This music is missing the love for the passion of the art. You know what I'm saying? And this is like infinite math. This is fine wine. You feel me? You can't just drink this out of any glass. You feel me? So I take it serious. The lyricism onto the message that you're sending in the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is on the streets dying. You feel me? I'm from Akron, Ohio, born and raised, 330 represented to the fullest. I'll be in the Bay. I'll be in Compton, Boston for the other ones. I'd have been around 13s and 14s, B's and C's. Much love to all my bangers out there. You feel me? I'd have been around.
Right.
I lived my whole life. So for these cats to be kind of pushing this, some of this music, these fictitious statements and these made up mental, I don't know, mishaps that they having and putting it on wax, man, and misleading our youth into destruction,
okay.
Man. That's the point that I can't respect about today's music. You feel me?
Okay.
You get a cat like Rick Ross, he'd go on there and talk about he's selling dope off his iPhone. You know how many fed cases you would have for the iPhone? I mean, you know what I'm saying? And this is from a former cop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, I mean, like, I just look at it like we misleading our people. If brothers is going to keep it real, we going to rap. Okay, if you want to talk about selling bricks, talk about selling bricks. Nobody's stopping you from doing that. It's freedom of speech, homie. But tell the kids
okay. Also,
tell the people about when you get indicted, you feel me, and you got them eyes on you, and you got to watch your back, and you can't sleep at night. And everywhere you go, you got two or three guns on you, and niggas want to kill you for what you got. Let's talk about that, too. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real about this shit. That's all I'm saying. If we going to do this,
okay.
Let's do it. Let's not play with it. You know what I'm saying? Let's not sell out the mainstream media and these rich-ass motherfuckers sitting behind these desks that don't know shit about music. Let's not do that. Let's keep it real and bring this shit back to where it came from, to our side, to where the reality was, the struggle, the truth, the real shit. You know what I mean?
Okay, wait a minute. Now, you just hit on a point that I've always hit on, and you said the struggle. I don't know. We just became friends and this and the other on Facebook. You know, I used to have a picture up with a chain around my neck and a lock at the end of it. People would ask me, oh, you're trying to make a fashion statement. I would say, no, this is for the struggle. Okay, and a lot of people would ask me, and a lot of black people would ask me, and it would throw me back, you know, and they would go, what struggle? And I would look at them and go, what do you mean what struggle? Especially another black man. I would go, you don't know what struggle I'm talking about? And they would go, no. And I would go, wow. Now, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of young black brothers, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, ask me, sir, why are you wearing a chain around my neck? I go, son, it's for the struggle. And they go, what is the struggle? Now, I would sit there and explain it to them. And they would go, oh, okay then, cool. When I shouldn't have to explain that to a grown-ass motherfucker.
Right.
I want you to give your point of view of the struggle.
I mean, the struggle is the essence of which our, you know what I'm saying, our brothers came from, man. You know what I'm saying? Our that slave ship that ride over here. You know what I'm saying? That's when you grew up in subsidized housing and you grew up in your mom and pops, somebody wasn't around, and maybe, you know, you didn't have the things that you needed and the essentials for life, but you still found a way through the struggle to make you better. That's why we better. That's why we faster. That's why we smarter. Is because brothers had to go through this struggle, and through that struggle, man, you get stronger through that. You feel me? It don't kill you. It's going to make you stronger. So that struggle is when you go out here every day and brothers can't find a job, and they steady getting knocked down every day, and all you trying to do is survive, put food on your family's plate. That's the struggle. You know what I'm saying? When your daughter needs shoes and diapers and shit like that, and you ain't got a dollar in your pocket, but you got to go out here and make it happen, that's the struggle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When kids is in these school systems and these teachers ain't teaching them shit, and they go around here on the block and they find what they need on the block, like fuck a school, that's the struggle. You feel me? The struggle is everything that we live to epitomize our people on a daily basis, and we forgetting that. Niggas is getting money and forgetting that. We got to keep that relevant because that's what keep us real. We got to keep that relevant.
Right.
And we got to keep that hunger.
That's what I'm talking about.
We got to keep
that
shit popping,
bro. Well, man, I'm going to make sure.
If I find a billion-dollar contract today or tomorrow, these rap niggas got all this money. I don't see these niggas going to nobody's project building and saying, man, fuck a bike fest, fuck a basketball tournament. That does nothing for the people. Let's do some real shit. Like, I'm going to go to my Jackson and go through the hood to hood. Like, man, you getting put out your house today, man? Well, here goes a check to pay your rent. Man, nothing.
Right.
I use that shit as a tax write-off because I'm going to get it back later because it's nothing. You feel me? Let's think of ways to really help our people. You feel me? Let's think of ways to really be proactive about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is talking about what they going to do. Niggas is throwing tournaments and rap summits and shit. Let's put all of this money together. There should be no reason as brothers why we don't have black banks. There should be a reason why we have black banks. They have Latino credit unions. You know what I'm saying? The Habibi partners, no disrespect. Them homies got their own set up of currency and different things that they're doing. Fuck a rush card. That's a ripoff. Why can't we put the money and make a bank? You feel me? Why can't we make grocery stores have this shit going for ourselves? It's we holding ourselves back. We got to seek the knowledge and apply the knowledge and put this shit into the kids, man, because these grown niggas, I don't feel bad for y'all. Y'all done. If you can't get it, slow learners get left.
Amen, amen, amen. Yo, that's what I'm talking about. This is my man Big E on the line, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to look for his CD and everything coming out, man. Big E, when is the project dropping?
Man, we got No Days Off coming straight out of Akron. That's coming soon. We're going to drop about 5-6 mixtapes in about 3 months on them. So the next 3 months, I'm dropping a project every other month. I'm going to drop a project.
Okay, so you drop a project mixtape every 1st and the 15th of every month.
I'm going to drop one. I'm going to hit them. Every down, I'm blitzing.
That's my nigga. That's my nigga. He said he going to drop a – listen, y'all just don't know. He said he going to drop a mixtape every 1st and the 15th of every month for the next 6 months. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, Biggie, big shout out to my man Khalil. He letting you know that he in here, he listening to you, he got your back.
Stop for the homie,
he letting
Papa
me know
Dad,
that, you know.
Papa Dad.
Yeah, Papa Dad, you know, he letting me know that he got your back, my nigga. Y'all riders and stuff, y'all got music. He about to post some of the music that y'all done together on the wall.
Hey, first and foremost, hey, that's a talented brother right there, you feel me? A lot of you niggas out there in Vegas, man, you feel me? I ain't touched down there all like that yet, but when I touch down, you're going to know it's me. But listen, you niggas out there in Vegas, man, stop all that old sideline, you feel me, old sport coat hating ass shit, you feel me? Get on your motherfucking game, man, and support real niggas, man, everywhere. It don't matter where the fuck you at. We got to support each other as independent artists, man. I'm going to tell you just like this. I told them label niggas, if you ain't got $1 million, man, I ain't signing shit. You understand me? I ain't doing no 360 deals, none of that. We talking straight business. I'm an intelligent businessman. You want to talk business? I'm going to get you like you're going to get me if I sign anything. So everybody support each other, man. Let's get this shit popping. Niggas want to holler at me, I'm a regular person like everybody else. I ain't on all that fake-ass industry shit. Let's get some work done. Send the songs to the email. Let's get a fucking worldwide mixtape, and let's get this shit popping. Everybody going to eat.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yo, listen, man. Biggie, tell them where they can hit you out and download your shit and listen to your music.
Hey, man, I got the you can hit me up on YouTube, Big E the Boss on YouTube. You feel me? You can hit me up on Big E the Boss NPM on Twitter. Look me up on the Facebook. All that shit. All that's currently going to be a little bit under construction for a little bit because we got, you know what I mean, people making little tweaks to it. But you can look it up. Check the songs out. I got a lot of freestyles on there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that, you feel me? It's real hip-hop, man. I'm just trying to bring the essence of real music because I'm real passionate about this shit. So I'm trying to bring the real essence of music with a positive message. But on some street shit, though, I can't deny where I'm from, but I just want to bring something different to the table, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Listen, y'all, we've been kicking it with my man, Big E the Boss. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook and everything. Tell him that the Fat Man sent you. Make sure y'all download the mixtape. Look out for his next project. And just to let you know, Big E, man, we got your back. We're going to make sure that we treat you on the Unsigned Hype mixtape, man. We're going to get this networking thing going on, man. We part of the movement,
okay,
man.
Hey,
welcome to the family.
Hey, man, and on behalf of, you know what I'm saying, myself, NPM, Papa Dad, you know what I'm saying, the whole camp and Bone Country and the Infamous Mob, hey, I just want to say thank you to Fat Man, you feel me, because we need outlets for artists like us, man. We need you, bro, and we appreciate you being a real cat. And doing what you got to do, homie, because you ain't got to do that. You feel me? You can be focusing on your own shit, not worried about it. So hats off to you. Salute to the OG. You feel me?
Man, much love. Much love, man. We're going to make sure when you get that single, you make sure we get it first, all right?
Oh, yeah. I got you, bro.
There it is. There it is, man. Stay 600, man. If you need me, you holler.
I got you, fam. 100.
100. Wow, that's my man, Big E the Boss. Big shout out to my man, Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying, y'all? We getting this thing, we getting this unity thing together. I'm real proud, you know what I'm saying? Every week we make leaps and bounds, and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got me sitting here rolling up some more shit. Y'all got me sitting here smoking and this and the other. But listen, y'all, we about to, y'all, listen. We about to get into another song, man. Another Unsigned Hype artist out here. One of the artists that was at the photo shoot and the live tape and this and the other. We're going to get into it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me do this. We're going to get into my man right now, the novelist, all right? Big shout out to my man, the novelist. We're going to play his shit. You're talking to my man, Unsigned Hype Radio. You're talking to your boy, the Fat Man. If you want to hit me up, 347-884-8810. Don't get me wrong. I see everybody. I see 702-3696. I see 714-7045. I see 702-4258. And I see 702-4268. I'm going to be right back, and we're going to get into what y'all got to say and voice your opinion here on Unsigned Hype Radio live from Las Vegas, Nevada, with your boy, the Fat Man, Detroit's Finest. Y'all already know. Let's go.
Yeah. It's novelist. You know the way I like it, baby. Let's get it. Nah. Can't help myself.
Put it down so you need me.
Booty popping, baby.
Show no shame and just bring it on back.
Show no shame.
That's how I like it. When I was trying to fight it, you got me excited. Put it down so you need me.
Booty popping, baby.
That's how I like it.
You know the way I like it. That's why I make you my soldier. And we connected like head and shoulders. When we up in the club, you bustin' moves no one ever seen. And that thing so good, it turned me to a fiend. The way that you look inside of them jeans, you should be the centerfold in a magazine. You got me spinning my cream just to get up under your wing. Tell me what I gotta do to prove I'm only into you. No other woman could put it down the way that you do. And the way that we screw like we auditioning for porn movies. The way that you do me the best. Crossing your fingers, screaming, you from the west side of things, where they ride on enemies and die in that gangster lean. By any means, I do what it takes to give you everything.
Myself, when you like that.
Can't help myself.
Put it down, so you make me
booty bouncing, baby.
Show no shame and just bring it on back.
Show no shame.
That's how I like it. When I try to fight.
I like it so you keep me excited. If loving you is a crime, I'ma be indicted. Even if you was far away, I will make a way and pay to have you expedited back to my place. You can look in my face and tell when it comes to you, I mean well. I will never fail to show you that I'm appreciating that you know how to put it on me. Making the novelist green, Lord, have mercy, forgive me, I'm fantasizing. Cause every time you come around, my temperature starts rapidly rising. I wanna be baptized in your lust and stare deep in your eyes every time you bust. I find it sexy every time you cuss. I guess I'm addicted to you, baby.
You love yourself when you break it like that.
Can't help myself. Game that you run on lanes, making them make it rain on you. Then you met a real G like me and put my name on you, trying to run that G on me. I perverted the game on you. Don't get it twisted, I still do anything for you. I'm very loyal to women that prove they royal and not see through like aluminum for you. In the presence of enemies, you know how to be cordial while plotting your next move, we're playing cool.
Y'all, you got the fat man up in here. That was my man's Anopolis. That's how I like it. He got a little upset. Anopolis, man, he sounded a little upset. He was a little disgruntled. And you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Anopolis. Listen, y'all, I want to let y'all know right now, all you artists, that the whole East Coast is listening. You know what I'm saying? My man Isaac Espinoza, you know what I'm saying? That look like Quentin Tarantino in the middle, but Isaac Espinoza, a.k.a. my man DJ Loco, out there on the East Coast holding us down, okay? Tampa, Florida, Orlando, I know he's kind of like somewhere, Victorville, somewhere like that, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure if he's listening, he's going to hit me up and let me know I'm somewhere, I'm right here. You got to excuse me, Isaac. I've been smoking the greenery and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? But we're having a good time. Big shout-out to my man, DJ Loco. Me and DJ Loco used to do a thing called Breakfast with DJ Loco. And DJ Loco would put your artists up on game, you know what I'm saying? Every time, you know, that's what y'all got to know. Every time that y'all mess, with the fat man, I'm going to bring y'all some knowledge, man, because it's a lot of, stuff like that, going crazy and everything, and we trying to make sure that y'all get it in, you know what I'm saying, and my man D. Jones is on the line, you know, big shout out to him. He said he's out at Six Flags with the fam and everything, you know what I'm saying. I think I better make sure that we get him in real quick. Hold on just a minute. Yo, what's poppin'? What's happening? What's going on? What's happening? What's going on? Is this D?
What's good? What's good with you?
What's going on, player, man?
What's going on,
man?
I know
you at Six Flags.
Introduce
yourself to everybody. Let everybody know who you be.
What's good? My name is D. Jones. I'm one of the co-founders of Skullfoundry Records. Just out here, Colorado, doing my thing with the family. Give a shout-out to Fat Man. You know, Unsigned Hype Radio.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Listen, man, I know we played that single from Yaya and this shit the other night. Kind of tell everybody how Skullfoundry got started.
Ah, man. Skullfoundry got started. I used to own a company called Elite Icon Entertainment out there in Las Vegas. And Yaya used to be one of my artists. So we decided one day, hey, let's start our own label. Let's bring artists that we know together and make a movement. So we've been kind of doing it for the last 5 years or plus. We got artists in California, Utah, Vegas, and hopefully Denver pretty soon.
Okay. Well, I know we just played the single today. What is Soul Family getting ready to do? Because I hear you guys got a lot of things lined up.
Yeah, we actually have Yaya's actually getting ready to do a four-city tour. In the Midwest. We're getting ready to put that together with his road manager now. We're going to get hopefully some mixtapes together with Fat Man, get some of them projects out there. 2014 is kind of going to be a new start for us. New artists, new genres, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, now, in case if you guys don't know, I know I've been kind of speaking off the radio show, but this is the man that did the graphics and came up with the Unsigned Hype logo and a lot of other things that I will be posting, the CD cover and things like that, we'll be getting into. Kind of explain what you do, man, with these graphics and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, pretty much mixtapes, flyers, posters, EPKs. I mean, anything that you need as far as graphics, websites, we can get it done for you. Just hit me up on Facebook. It's D Jones. I'm on Fat Man's page. Find me there or hit up Fat Man. He'll let you know how to get a hold of me. And we get some projects done for you.
Exactly. Now, you were talking about 2014 with Yaya. What type of tour are you putting together? Because I heard that I got the, and in case you don't know, I got the link. What are you guys
kind of
talking about doing? Can you discuss that right now, or is that still on the low?
Actually, well, it's not that it's really on the low, but until everything's signed and contracted with the tour people, we won't have specific dates yet for that. But, I mean, anything could be as of within the next 2 weeks. We could actually be starting one of the projects out of state.
Okay. Now, excuse me, I'm sorry. Now, is there any other artists on Skull Family?
Yeah, actually, we have our artist out in Utah, which is Skull Family Utah, is AMB. They run with a group called Frozen Solid. We also have SK, which is one of our other artists out. He's in Vegas. Cheap stuff. Sorry about that. We have an artist out in California by the name of Hennessy 5150. She's actually had a reality show on air. We're actually shooting for the second part of that for her. Let's see, what other artists do we have? Actually, we're picking out new artists out probably in Texas. And Arizona is our next goal as far as artist-wise, picking them up.
Okay. Now listen, if any artist wanted to get in touch with you and present themselves, what are you looking for?
We're looking for artists that like to grind. I mean, we're not looking for artists that just want to get signed, sit back and, you know, not do anything. We want somebody that's going to be about it. We want to push those that want to be pushed. We're looking for creativity. We're looking for stage presence, because not only do we have the record label, come on, son. We also do our own events. So we put together our own events, so our artists have a lot of shows that do come up out of state as far as other projects that we do.
Okay. Now, like I said, if they want to try and get on this tour and submit music, where do they submit it at?
They can actually submit it to jones.skullfam@gmail.com, or they can send it to you. You can get it direct into me. Either way, it doesn't matter. As long as we hear from them.
Okay. Well, listen, man. Let them know where they can find all the Skull Family music at.
Well, right now we are actually putting together our website, so hopefully the beginning of 2014 it'll be up and going. But you can look all over YouTube. You can put in Skull Fam, Skull Family Records, with a Z, not an S, at the end. And you can find us
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm kind of distracted over here.
That's all right.
But yeah, you can look up Yaya under Big Nuts Weekend. He has some of his music coming on there. But we'll make sure we get you a lot of music so we can get that stuff posted too.
All right, man. All right, then. Well, listen, man. Listen, I appreciate you calling in, man. I know you out there kicking it with the family and this and the other, man. I'm going to let you go. And like I said, man, Unsigned Hype, man, got your support. I know you got our back. You got yours, man. We about to get this move to happen, man. I appreciate you coming to the family. It is an honor.
Definitely, definitely. We support, you know, hold on. Come here, son. Come on. No, I don't want him climbing over. But, yeah, we definitely support the show, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully every week we can get somebody from the camp to make sure we call in.
Exactly.
And show all the support.
There it is, man. There it is. Listen, man, I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate you calling, man. I will get back with you before the week is out, all right?
For sure. Also, shout out to Papa Daddy. I know you were talking about him earlier. Steve Knight, everybody else that we got from the camp.
Exactly. All right, then, my brother.
I'll holler at you.
All right, man. That's what it is, y'all. We're getting it in today. You know what I'm saying? Unsigned Hype Radio coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all already know what it is. Listen, I got something from these cats called the Monsters. You know what I'm saying? I had to hit them up and let them know, man, look here, man. Don't be post this shit on my wall and this, that, and the other, and you're not supporting the radio show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even got no music, nothing like that. You know what I mean? I've been hollering at y'all and supporting y'all and shit. Y'all don't even call and be like, yo, what's up, fat man? Whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. We squashed that shit because, like my man, DJ Trevor Faith out there in London, England, says, squash the beef, chase the paper. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Big shout out to everybody. Man, my board is lit up, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm about to play the Monsters. We won't end right here on Unsigned Hype Radio, live from Las Vegas, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. While we was muscling to the death, a lot of you cats out here living real fast. Now y'all need to understand. Why they call us the Monsters? Everybody knows that I'm back again and still pushing the line. Cause I won't end, y'all was doing real good. Had the mic check, hype behind closed doors, not paying respect. We're not locked, I'ma let us in. Like I told you before, homie, we won't end. We created tracks and wrote the songs and shot every video on our own. And that's false enough for those false enough. We're independent, I'll call my bluff. So good with the game, I LSD the name. Now every time you mention it, I'm getting some change. Whether in the Lambo or hopping out the rain. Tip for the iceberg in the diamond lane. I'm with checkmate, homie, y'all too late. Your money and your time is
they call me Young Shot a monster. I'm the monster, the Vegas sponsor. Yo, chick love my anaconda, cause the man's a lame. Mangina, man drama, that boy's hot. You should stand a fan bomb. Competition, I can't find them. No jewelry, I'ma outshine them. Take your neck and put an axe to it. You can act dumb, but don't act stupid. Cuffing them, and you can act cupid. When I'm kicking them out, acting ruthless. My game is immaculate, come from the school to hard knocks. I'm a graduate hazardous, cause you're the rapper that's passionate. Bluffing and blowing them out, and I'm ashing it.
Y'all in the back of the park, we won't leave. If you tour us hot, we won't leave. In the VIP, we won't leave. And if you're buying the bar, we won't leave. Sell it back in the park, we won't leave. If you tour us hot, we won't leave. In the VIP, we won't leave. And if you're buying the bar, we won't leave.
The image for monster, murder at Minnesota, my city is bonkers. Baby Afghan, my city is conscious, true business. I go Yosemite on them, this monster vision, my vision clear. You diss me and you disappear. Every day like Halloween, she treating me, but no tricks is here. This the year that we change it over, tell them lanes it's over, we taking over. I spit raw, choke a leaf, hot water in a pot, little baking soda. I'm losing reality, feels like I'm floating, what happened to gravity? This is my sanity, fighting insanity. I'm so confused, can you tell me what's happening? I be like,
you're trying to smash, well, yeah, we want chin. When it's time to mash, homie, you won't win. We are the monster, we'll hunt you down. Either break the bed or we'll stop a clown. Anywhere there's money, I'll stop the ground. You say your fear, we'll stop you down. When it's time to ride, we'll pop the seat back. Like the blunt and then cock the heat back. Destroy your show and you got to eat that. Sell a bag and we got a free sack. It's tipping, baby, I thought you knew it. If you didn't know it, let me walk you through it. Either let us in or we'll start the music. And all the monsters don't start to lose it.
Sell it back in the park, we won't leave. If you tour us hot, we won't leave. In the VIP, we won't leave. And if you buy in the bar, we won't leave. Sell it back in the park, we won't leave. If you tour us hot, we won't leave. In the VIP, we won't leave. And if you buy in the bar, we won't leave.
Yeah, y'all. That was my man, saying? And that was my dudes, the Monsters, you know what I'm saying? They doing the damn thing out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I know they're getting ready to do a show out there in San Diego, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to them. Y'all make sure y'all check for them. Y'all can hit them up. We're going to see if we can get them on the Unsigned Hype mixtape. But like I was talking about today, we kind of just steered off a little bit from what the topic was today. The topic was today about artists signing these indie deals and getting raw and getting screwed, you know what I'm saying? We got like 38 minutes left into the show. I'm going to try and whiz through these calls and everything right now. We got 702-3696. Yo, what's poppin'? You got the Fat Man up in here. Who is this? Unsigned Hype Radio.
Hey, Fat Man, what's happening? It's the Novelist. How you doing, bro?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's the Novelist calling in, y'all. We just played your song, man, How I Like It. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to you. But listen, man, real quick, because I'm kind of getting these questions in. Real quick, man, how do you feel about artists signing indie deals with these independent labels out here, these 4 and 5 CD deals, and then they kind of shelf you and throw you off to the curb? What's your point on that?
You know, I just think us as independent artists, man, we need to take time to study and learn the business once again so we don't get ourselves in those situations. But I wanted to call to give a shout-out to you for once again giving opportunity for outlets, and also HME Radio, which is Kano the Pyro and Drop the Bomb. I met those brothers about a month ago, and they gave me an opportunity on their show, so I wanted to give you all a shout-out personally.
Right, right. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. What's going on with you, man? I know you working on some music and things like that, man. I know we're definitely working on the Unsigned Hype mixtape. You know, they can look for that on the Novelist.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're looking at dropping that, you know, around before Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be something that y'all can listen to while y'all sit there and eat that food. You sit there and listen to the Novelist, you know what I'm saying? Drop that knowledge, man. So I'm real excited about that, man. I don't know what else that you got in the works that you could probably talk about
I'm just working on building up my bread a little bit because I need to make a few investments. With music, you got to be willing to invest some money in your product. That's just the nature of the business, especially if you want to broaden out worldwide. So basically, that's what I'm working on now, so I can touch bases in different states and stuff. So you know, God is blessing me. Like I said, I'm fortunate to run into a brother like you that's willing to help. People like Kano the Pyro, Drop the Bomb, that also has those outlets. And one more thing for you people to find, spell my name, THANOVELIST. Go to iTunes, CD Baby, Walmart, any major digital outlet there is to buy the album. Why Me? No Justice, No Peace. Once again, you spell it THANOVELIST, the Novelist.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you calling in, man, and giving your shout outs and this and the other.
Thank you,
like
man.
Like I said,
and
is there,
for playing
there anywhere else? How can they find you on Facebook?
If you're looking for me on Facebook, just type in Novelist Show Booking. If you go onto the like page, type in The Novelist. But also, follow me on Twitter, The Novelist, and you can go to YouTube and pull up my videos, THANOVELIST, The Novelist. And once again, CD Baby, Walmart, Target, any and every major digital outlet there is, type in the name, The Novelist, THANOVELIST, The Novelist.
Okay. All right, then, bro. Well, listen. Y'all make sure y'all hit the Novelist up and let them know the Fat Man sent you and everything. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all look for that mixtape because it is definitely dropping before Thanksgiving. The Unsigned Hype mixtape featuring none other than the Novelist. You know what I'm saying? So listen, man, I appreciate you calling in, bro. And I definitely will be in touch, man. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, bro.
That's all right. That's all right, man. Keep it 600. Yeah, y'all, that's how we do, y'all. You know, we're getting it in right now. Listen, we got a 702-255-8. Yo, what's poppin'? You got the voice Fat Man up in here. Who is this on Unsigned Hype Radio?
Is it on?
What's going on, bro?
What's going on? Who is this?
Man, this is Louis V, the youngest monster, man.
Oh my God, what's going on, man? We just played y'all song, man. What we want in, you know what I'm saying? So ain't no sense in me introducing you since I got you on the phone. Introduce who you are and who y'all be. Go ahead, man.
Okay, I'm Louis V, the youngest monster from Las Vegas, Nevada, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. So listen, man, for those who don't know, because everybody's been kind of waiting, you know, y'all got a big anticipation thing going on and a hellified street buzz going on out here in Las Vegas. Can you kind of explain to everybody what the Monsters are about?
Oh, man, we just the hottest artists out here and probably period. That's what I believe. Hard work and dedication.
Okay.
1,000 songs in. We there, man.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Well, man, you know, listen, you gotta realize, man, it's a lot of artists out here that's listening to you, you know, and they want to get to the point to where you're at. I can understand even y'all may be the hottest artists and this, that, and the other, but we still have to make sure that our community understands where we're coming from because a lot of people don't understand our music. You know what I'm saying? So kind of explain to everybody that's out there listening what the music is about. Because the music has to have a message. I know it does. You know, what is your music about?
Basically, it's about real life situations, things, you know, that we go through and, you know, what we're trying to overcome and live a better life, you know.
Okay. Listen. Tell that person that sits in the background, quit feeding you words to say. I'm trying to talk to you. I ain't talking to her. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking to her. So tell her to chill the hell out. Tell her to sit back. Fat man got this. I do the interview. She sit back. She just ride along.
I can be a
guy.
I can be a
guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to the youngest monster.
No, this is my manager.
Okay, who is that? Shauna?
Nah. This is one of my personal managers, man.
Okay, then. All right, then. Well, then we're going to leave that out. I'm dipping. I'm getting too damn nosy, so we're going to leave that out. So listen, tell me this. I told you we was going to have fun, player. So listen, tell me this. You're the youngest monster. You're the youngest monster out here and everything. You've been dealing around in Las Vegas and other states. Y'all been doing shows. Y'all getting ready to do a show in San Diego. I know, big shout-out to my man, Vic, because I spoke up about y'all. This is the reason why Vic came looking for y'all and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. I want you to explain to the people what it is Vegas is missing in our artist community. And I mean, keep it 600. I'll pay for the customers. Don't worry about it. It's my show. I got this.
All right. On some real shit, Vegas missing business. It ain't a lot of business orientated people, and they not supporting each other. That's basically what, and that's big. So we need more of that.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure that's what the gripe is with every artist. We don't support each other. We don't support each other enough. What do you think we need to do to rectify that?
Stop hating. People need to stop hating. I mean, I ain't hating on nobody. So I applaud everybody, man.
Okay. Do you think we need to have more camaraderie as far as working together, as collaborations, things like that?
I wouldn't say that. You ain't got to be like no super friendly person to get on the track with another person, but at the same time, we just need to just work together a little bit. But you know, it ain't got to be beef. It ain't got to be beef. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. You know, like my man say, look here, man. People right now are listening to you. Everybody in London, England heard We Want In. That's real shit. London, England, and Sydney, Australia heard that song, We Want In. You know what I'm saying? And their main thing is when they call over here to America, they tell us as unsigned artists to squash the beef and chase the paper.
Yeah, okay. That sounds about right, man.
You know what I'm saying? Now, expound on that. Give me your thought on that, squashing the beef and chasing the paper.
Well, I don't, right now, I'm still trying to figure that part out, how we going to do that. I know how to chase the paper, but the beef, people just, I don't know, man, because everybody a grown man. So somebody got to be the bigger man and step up and just, you know, squash everything. Somebody got to be the bigger man.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Unsigned Hype is trying to bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? Because we all need to be working together. If all these other states can work together with mixtapes and shows and everything like that and have a good time in unity, then damn it, we should be able to do it. And if I have to start it right here at Unsigned Hype Radio, then damn it, that's what the hell I'm going to do. I'm going to start it right here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I got something else to say, too.
Go ahead.
Hey, you got to respect hot bars, man. If somebody hot, man, they hot, man.
Right.
I think we got
right.
it. You know what I'm saying? Respect, you know, respect the talent, man.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. I understand that, without a doubt. This is the reason, why do you think I hit you up on Facebook and was like, yo, I've been supporting y'all and ain't even heard your music and had it.
Right,
okay. I'm gonna keep it. Hold on. I'm gonna keep it totally 600 with you. We did a show together, and I was the host, and y'all motherfuckers walked past me and didn't say shit.
What was this at?
Okay. This was at the.
What show was
this? The Scoundrels. This was at the Scoundrels Club with Jama Records. Y'all came through, and this and the other passed up, and everybody was performing and all that. And y'all came through. It was a whack ass night because didn't nobody show the fuck up. I think me.
Hey,
what
all that going at? What else coming from, Kel? What else coming from? You said we.
Y'all walked past me and didn't say nothing.
I don't hate that,
man. What's up? And then said the other.
It's all
good because we've never been introduced like that. See, I blame that on Shauna. I blame that on Shauna.
Now I know
who
you is, though.
When she was, you know what I'm saying? But that's all right, though. Y'all know who I am now, and it's nothing but love as far as I'm concerned. This is the reason why I came at y'all, and this is the reason why I'm playing We Want In. So, big shout out to the Monsters, y'all. We getting this shit in. The unity has just been made.
Stand up,
Monsters,
stand up.
Deal. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stand the hell up. You are talking right now to the number one group that's doing the damn thing out here in Las Vegas. I can't do nothing but give y'all props, man. Salute.
Hey, and I respect everything you did for us, bro. I respect that.
No problem. Just know we just getting started. It don't stop here. We just getting started.
Okay.
There it is, man. Oh, without a doubt, man. We got room for y'all on the mixtape, man. We'll make sure that I hit you up. What's happening?
I'm finna drop my CD, Louie Town, so look out for that, too.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
My man plugging his ass off. That's what Unsigned Hype Radio is all about. I'm like, nigga, get your plugs in. I ain't mad at you, player. Go ahead. Run the jewels, nigga.
Yes, sir.
All right, good man. Listen, I appreciate you calling, man, and we're going to make sure we stay in touch. I'll be in touch with you, man, about this mixtape, all right?
All righty.
All right, then, there it is, man. Yo, I appreciate everybody that's calling in, you know what I'm saying? We're getting it in right now. Right now, we're going to play another song, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get in here. I know I still got the 310 on the line, you know what I'm saying? Another 702-45-4258, another 702-4268. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to get into, let's get into this Unsigned Artist. Let's get into this Unsigned Artist. Let's get into my man, Casper Loke. You know what I'm saying? Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's get into my man, Vic Weasel. You know what I'm saying? Vic Weasel. He was the one that was at the Unsigned Hype videotaping the other day, the Cypher. Man, we got it in. So here's my man, Vic Weasel, right here on Unsigned Hype Radio, live from Las Vegas, y'all. Let's go. Man.
Yeah, this is something to jump to. I creep deep to these streets. I rip with 2 pounds in the trunk and the strap in the front seat. Like that. Fools like to trip. I'm packing heat with them hollow point tips. Take a trip. I'm rolling like Rolo. Used to be in a crew, now I'm doing it solo. I keep it with people when I've seen many faces. Done many shows and I've seen many places. Fuck that shit. It's time for the come up. Run up, fool, when you have to get fucked up. No fucking around. 310's my town. Harbor South
south, babe, my skin color is brown. Make your boots brown, calm down, my car tension. When you see me, send your flex and ask for repentance, bitch. Cause now I'm coming up, motherfucker, and still nothing to fuck with. Breathless and feisty, full of shady fools, so we're way too shiesty, but fuck it. That's how my life's been, couldn't trust my cousin, let alone my best friend. I'm a force of myself, and I can't be stopped. Engage in combat, attack, and wreck shop. Logistically, my grammar withstands the opposition. My words mold into perfect composition, never miss it. My game's so tight, I tangle with death, smoke blunts, and live life. In spite of all the bullshit that's been thrown my way, I'm still dancing pretty like Cassius Clay. Crafty moves and networking my shit, separating things from the real to the bullshit. Who's who can be so elusive? I got my own back and still nothing to fuck with. Jealous people hate me, they hate me. Jealous people hate me, they hate me. Jealous people hate me, they hate me.
Why?
Jealous motherfuckers wanna cut my thumb up. One-track mind, fuck the fame, I want the money. Then I recline, confined mentally with prolific ways. You wanna be down, throw some cash my way. Fuck the dumb shit, I've been through all that. Had a fool down with me, shit, he never had my back. We were tired as fuck, or at least I thought. Little did I know, it was nothing but a plot to ace me out. He thought I was a threat to his little career, but I never broke a sweat. This goes out to all your bitch-ass rappers. I piss on you all, fuck your bitch, then I'm flapper. Much disrespect to your punk career. Hoping you don't get fucked in the rear. When you're going through life, you got to feel pain. Got cash in my pocket, but the pain remains. Jealous people hate me. They hate me. Jealous people hate me. They hate me. Jealous people hate me. Like they hate me.
Why?
Jealous motherfuckers wanna cut my
thumb off. That's why I got heat in my pocket. I'm broke without a job. I try for crime. Do the life for entertainment. pain, but I'm a feeling. Any change got me right around the corner, it's changing. I can feel with anger, but I can change. I've got enemies that race just for us to try to gang bang. I'm just shaking though, I'm dodging and ducking. Staying away from the penitentiary, they trying to have me stuck. You can keep quitting me, mom. This is my freedom, I'm done. If you take that final trip before me, you know how I feel. You know how I feel. I feel
bad, you know how I feel.
I've shed so many tears for you, so many times. So many times, when they real, I'm looking in their eyes, I know they lie. I'm dying what I'm doing, and all this money I pursue. Mad, cause when we show out, the ladies get to chew. I know they ain't losing, they gon' get out, they want it. They want a thug, that's a plan, and they scared of fun. I bet if I hit up on mine, how you want it, I got this. Me, that's the one that you want.
Clint Eastwood, nigga, SAPG, LMR, nigga. We stay struggling, but we on this paper, nigga. Boss.
Yeah, yeah, y'all, yeah, that's my man, Young Vegas. You know what I'm saying? He doing it real big out here. Big shout out to my man, Young Vegas. He, man, he was at the Unsigned Hype signing, you know, Unsigned Hype film and Unsigned Hype live filming down on Fremont Street last weekend. You know, he was definitely in the cypher. He did his damn thing, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to him, man. Big shout out to my man, DJ Trevor Faith. Out there in London, England, man, he is loving a lot of this music. He's like, man, I need that out here. So you just don't know, man. A lot of you artists just don't know what Fat Man is doing, you know. And sometimes I gotta pop my collar, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I want to give a big a big special shout out to my daughter Victoria. All right, so Vicky, if you're listening. Hi, sweetie. This is Daddy. I know you probably listening to me like, this is Daddy. This is Daddy. How you doing, babe? I'm doing my thing. Daddy loves you so much, all right? And I'm so proud of you in school doing your thing. And I just want the whole world to know how much I love my daughter, Victoria Pearl Annalise Mobley. Okay, so big shout out to my daughter and Miss Danielle. And, of course, big shout out to T.T. Shampizzle. You know what I'm saying? AKA Latisse Jackson. Big shout out to her, too. They are both listening in Irvine, California. All right. They're out there on the military base. You know what I'm saying? So they getting it in and everything like that. So big shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? From your dad. You know what I'm saying? And baby daddy. Y'all know how it is. And so big shout out to my man. Da Vinci, self-made, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we're going to, matter of fact, let me find my man, Da Vinci, and the other. Right now, we're going to get into my man Da Vinci, but I want to say this right, real quick. The topic of today was about, you know, unsigned artists signing these jacked up, fucked up ass deals with these independent labels. Look here, artists, y'all have to be smart, you know what I'm saying? Wake up and smell the coffee. This is about your career. Take charge of your career. Take charge of your life. Damn all this drama and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen to yourself. When you hear that inner voice talking to you and you like, oh, man, that's my gut feeling. That's not your gut feeling. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. I ain't going to go to church on y'all, but sometimes you got to give in to the Holy Spirit and sometimes you got to shut up. You got to shut up, sit back, and listen. In order to hear God speak to you, in order to know which direction that your path needs to go in life, whether it be music, because let's keep it real, everybody. Everybody in here that hasn't played and everything, their ministry is their music. They speak to us in a certain way. They talk to us in a certain way. Certain artists have to put it in their music. That's the only way they can do it. This is how we listen. He may not be perfect. But when he speaks through his music, he makes sense. Start taking your music seriously, just like you take your life seriously. Because how do you expect me to take you seriously if you don't take yourself seriously? I mean, I got to keep it 600 with y'all, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to be doing this. But this is a form of my ministry. I don't know why I was called to do this. I don't know what leads me to do this. But for some reason, I feel this is what I'm supposed to do. So, in the words of my man Da Vinci, grind now, shine later.
Yeah. Da Vinci. You know, we're just on this process of grinding first and then shining later. You know, that's the order of things. If anybody tells you any different, well, they're telling you wrong, you know? Put God first. Come on.
Ear hustler created a self-made monster. Whole new enigma, hood sponsors. Delivered to your doorstep, hood UPS. Still street, still hood, don't need a second guess. To credibility, clapping lyrical deal. Getting a hip-hop nation with hollow point skills. To the Aiken Temple, blowing millions of domes. Home invasion, 100 million homes. Rap new marquee, killing tracks. Jeffrey Dahmer eating MC Hannibal Axe. Taking big
like paparazzi for tags. Plane flick, kamikaze, burning grass. I run the streets like a game of Hoodopoly. They want a mock who's hot, flashy like Yachty, bringing boys. The psychological level, a bankroll, the entire game to sell your soul like the devil.
Right now, shine later.
Kill it up in the limelight, new tech in the game and running with old money. What's the hats on the plane? The business is so sunny. Lean back, waiting by till I tell you to stop. Shine on, boy, wonder with the knock in your pride. Just now, see that shot caller, man, watching your moves. How you doing it when you're doing it, if you're doing it smooth. Right now,
shine later.
Girl, dynasty on your music player. If it's camping, my name's on it. Got a feeling that y'all gonna want it, want it, want it. Who the hell is this chick? Who she think she is? Well, you ain't keeping your ears to the street. I'm about to like this thing in. She's getting signed, he's back for the kids running that square. And she is there, and I say, when it comes, get respect, your
right
ass.
Now.
Showing major love, word of mouth, my faith, they major plug. Selling in these streets like illegal drugs. Cartel on these beats, throwing major blood. Street cred, self-made, got next. I'm just turning heads, break a million necks. Write my own check, deposit my own bank. Tony Soprano with hip-hop, rolling like a tank. God gave away the hood like skyscrapers. Jokes driving my whip over paper haters. Making offers they just can't refuse. Planting million-dollar seeds in my family crew. Through this job, big chase like soundscape. Bed bug operations is slithered like snakes. I shoot them like Jordan and raise the stakes. I'm a force like Ross, who's been major weight.
Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later.
Stop in the land of ATL, where nothing but pimps look
mafia grip quick to make a sale. Well, rolling got my rockets, business booming like rockets. Folks try to stop it, but they know that it's bad. Like dusty roads, then I yell, ho, when I come up off they seat like a southern hustler pose. The dude in the house like a joint is lit for my kinfolks and all the niggas that was down since we've been from. Taking them deeper than a submarine. So scream when you hear the team of two. My crew be thinking two fat hoes, dissing off in a room. I'm packing my tag backwards if you wanna be acting wrong. Word is wrong like super glue. It's phony like poop with two. And every word I say, you can true.
Well, okay, don't get cashed out. I swear to God, I got the highest moving Cadillac, the SB analytic. Who they built? Can you handle that, you rat? I take my time cruising around the city malls. And under my feet, but you suckers is your final curtain call. The ones who took the gates, P-U-M-P. You gonna do a jack, I heat the barrel till it's empty, get me? See, I ain't friendly, gets an end where I fit. Organizes on the track with the southern pluralistic shit. So copy my slang and bite my shit, but don't try gaffling me, cause sleeping you get served with some southern hospitality.